Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening, good people? I love when that intro music comes on because that means it's time for me to wrap the y'all, which is one of the few things that I love to do the most. It's your man Beach Bump Gun live on the off rant. April 5th, 2013, 11 p.m. You got something to get off your chest, something you want to talk about, bring to the world, shed some light, give some information. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Welcome to a wonderful Friday night. Got my two co-hosts with me, M Extra Money, Mr. Righteous. What up?
What's good? Happy Friday, people.
What's going on?
Yay. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and jump on in. I know, Mr. Righteous, you hit me up earlier, said you got something to get off your chest. What up?
Not much, man. I just want to talk about the situation as I was sitting and watching the Rutgers Rutgers president talk about, you know, what all went down and the guy resigning. And across the bottom line, this is guy Brendan Ayana Bajabajay, whatever his daggone name is. He used to play for the Ravens. He got released from the Ravens this year. At one point, he thought it was because of his activists and his place of being a voice for the gay community to have equal rights. And at one point, he thought he was released because of that situation. And in terms of, he retracted his statement and said that he knew it was a business deal and all this other mumble jumble. So now he's saying that he believes and he knows for sure that there are four dudes in the NFL that is going to eventually come out to the world. And the reason why they're going to do it together, and what the article saying and what he's saying is why they're going to do it together, so that one man won't have to take a lot of flack. But they're not going to do it just yet. They don't know exact timeline when it's going to happen. But what they're trying to do is trying to prepare everybody for the situation so it won't be as bad. And we all know that.
What are they dropping, gay bombs on America? What do we got to get prepared for?
For the backlash, because you know there's a lot of people who are against, you know, people being gay. So you got to think that diehard football fans, the ones that are out there that are anti-gay, you know, you got to worry about them, you know, not coming to the games anymore, not watching the games. You know, you got to be prepared for the backlash. So when you go in front of the press conference, and as an owner, now you got to sit there and explain, you know, to the people who are against it, you know, why you got these people on your team. So, I mean, and that's something you really got to prepare for, because now you got to have an answer for these people. So that's what the crazy thing is. And I mean, we all know what's going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
Man, I hope there's a whole lot of people who don't want to see football in Philadelphia because they're gay, so I can move up on that list of my season tickets.
Yeah, man. And then he's going to – they got this program. It's called the Athlete Alley, which is like a program which is like supposedly like help like owners and people and all of them to I don't know how to explain it. It's like a resource group or something like that to help people respect individuals who are all different types of, like, you know, being gay or, you know, being abused inside athletics or something like that. So something that just started that they each trying to be a part of too. So my thing is, like, I mean, we all know what's coming, but I mean, are you kind of like, I'm kind of like anxious to see, like, oh my gosh, like this dude that I looked up to as a football player and he's swinging the other way, you know.
Why would that change, you know?
Huh? Well, for me or them?
Just period. Like, well, yeah, you or whoever else. Like, just
I'm not saying it's not going to change for me, but it's just going to change for a lot of people, the people who are against it. You know what I'm saying? It's not me. It's just the people who are against it. I mean, because, you know, it's a lot of people that are out there that are against it. It's just like, you know that everybody's going to take a backlash, or whoever these players are, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. You know they're going to get taunted. You know they're going to get stuff thrown at them. and all this other stuff is just one of the things that you got to be prepared for, regardless of what the situation is. I don't care personally, but it's just the fact that there's always going to be other people that do care. And it's just going to open, like they said, open up the Pandora's box. And now everybody's just going to say, whoever's on that side of the fence, you know, people going to come in and it's just going to be openly about it. So that's my thing.
I'm extra. What you got?
I don't know. I mean, I see why they were saying it. I think it was more for the players' sake than it was for anything else. I think it was kind of like the strength in numbers. You know what I mean? So that one person wouldn't take the brunt of all the criticism while the other three or whoever else is out there, you know what I mean, you know, just kind of stayed there or whatever. And so instead of coming out one at a time, you know, coming out in a group kind of shows a little strength, you know what I mean, with the strength in numbers thing. I think at the end of the day, just like, you know what I mean, segregation in sports, this is something that's just going to have to get over. Yeah, you're going to have that initial backlash because, you know what I mean, looking at your teammate, taking showers with them, you know what I mean, opening up to them and not knowing exactly, you know what I mean.
You didn't say a gay teammate is going to be in the shower and has to open up to him?
No, that's not what I said. Yeah, I said when you're taking showers with them, when you're traveling, opening up, you know what I mean, sharing stuff. And so you're like, you're on a plane, you know what I mean, you're talking to them, you're opening up, you know what I mean, stuff that's got to do with your life or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and then not knowing that piece about that person that you shared all that time with and all that kind of stuff with, you know what I'm saying, so I can see where that backlash would come from, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, I don't think that it would be, you know, that serious, honestly, because it's like it's so open in society anyway, like just because it hasn't been necessarily open in sports doesn't necessarily mean that, you know what I mean, it'll be the same thing as like Jackie Robinson faced when he broke the color barrier.
Man, I tell you the truth, yo, I got to disagree with y'all. I don't think it's going to be a big deal at all, yo. I think this ain't nothing but a bunch of media hype. It's going to be some dudes that come out and be like, yo, we're homos, and everybody else going to be like, all right, man, are you still playing football? They're going to be like, yeah, and they're going to be like, all right, man, we'll see you later. I just don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, yo. There's going to be a couple dudes that are like, yo, man, don't be looking at my meat while we're in the shower. But, you know, they'll probably just laugh it off and call it a day, yo. I honestly think it's not going to be that big of a deal, yo. I don't know who's going to make a big deal of it.
It's not going to be a big deal. It's just that, you know, some people, it's like with anything, with any company. Like, if you were a company and they come in and change all the rules, but before they do that, most times they got to get you prepared for the new rules change. They got to let you know, okay, this is going to change. They let you know ahead of time so that way you prepare yourself for it and it don't be a total shocker. And for the people who don't really believe it, because, you know, people out there are so blind, they're like, it's not really going to happen. And I think we all know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time of when, and you got to let these people know, like, this situation will happen. If you got a problem with it, then either you go or you stay. And that's going to be, like, the whole thing, because you know it's going to be some dude
what
in the locker room.
What do you mean go and stay?
Huh?
You're not walking away from a million-dollar contract because you got a gay teammate, yo.
But you never know how some of these dudes think. I mean, everybody's not us, so you never know how these people in the locker room are going to think. Like, you might have somebody that's so against it that they're going to push this dude to the point where they're going to be in the fight in the locker room. You remember
yeah,
that with Westbrook
and that's,
Westbrook
and
what's their fault?
And at the end of the day, when you get suspended, then you're going to look at your pocket and look at your bank account when you see that fine come across, and you're going to stop that shit right away.
Oh, yeah.
Money's
almost
everything.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, but there are people out there that are like that. Some people will just walk away. Some people just got the balls and say, F it. I'm not going to be in the locker room with this nonsense and this role. You never know, man. That's what I'm saying.
I honestly don't think anybody's going to do that, yo. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't think anybody's going to say, yo, I have a gay teammate. I can't be in this locker room. Because you're getting paid more money than you know to do it. I got most people just saying, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Don't look at me while I got tights on, yo. Man, I think that'd be it, yo.
I don't even think they even care about that, yo. I don't even think they would even say that.
I know I crack jokes on the gay teammate. I'm definitely telling him he needs to start baking some cookies or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, but that's another thing where it's going to say, okay, how far do you go with it? You know what I'm saying? Or how much is that person going to take? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we just all fun and games, but after a while, it's like, all right, man, I'm tired of this dude, man. He keep talking. I'm getting sick of it. At first, it was funny, but now it's just getting old.
Well,
then you
want to
punch him in his mouth.
You can kind of tell. I mean, I know when I start getting on y'all nerves with my jokes. But, I mean, if he punches me in my face because I'm cracking too many homo jokes, that's the chance I take. You know? You know what I mean? We get in there and tussle. Hopefully, his meat doesn't get hard when we tussle. And then we flip back for 7 minutes later. ain't nothing wrong with it, you know. That's how you bond with folks. You know what I'm saying?
That's not how you bond with folks, man. Just try cracking jokes until they want to fight, man. That's not cool.
Oh man, we've all done it. It's all happened in the locker room. I'm pretty sure you push people to the brink.
No, me? Yeah, but I stopped after the circle. When I saw him start getting upset about it, I was like, all right, I know not to joke with this person no more. I don't got no time to be fighting. I'm too old to be fighting, man. I'm a grown man. I don't got no time to be sitting there fighting. If we're going to joke, we're going to joke. But if I'm getting the best of you, you're getting upset and you want to fight me, then I don't need to joke with you no more, man. Don't joke with me if you don't want to get joked on back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cracking jokes regardless, if he's gay or not. Figure just if you want to be one of the homies, go make him one of the homies, yo.
Yeah, but that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. It's just kind of crazy because, I mean, we all know what's going to happen, but it's just a matter of when. And then it's going to be a trickle-down effect. It's going to start with one sport, and it's just going to keep coming down and coming down and coming down.
Yeah, I mean, if like Emetra said, if they start opening up to people in the shower, it could be a problem, but I'm assuming it won't be. Hey, Emetra, I know you said you got stuff you want to rap about. What's good, son?
Yeah, man, I don't know if y'all heard, but, you know, today a federal judge ruled that the morning after pill, known as Plan B, is basically going to be allowed within 30 days to be sold as an over-the-counter drug, meaning that any girl of any age can get this pill just like they can get a pill like Tylenol, right? What happened was, like, in 2011, the Obama administration blocked the FDA from this ruling, basically allowing it to only be for 17-year-olds. They just had to show an ID to get it, and it was behind the counter without a prescription, but they just had to be 17, had to prove that they were 17, and they can get it. And now with the FDA's ruling, or with the judge overturning that, any girl, so basically an 11-year-old, can walk up and get this Plan B pill. And I kind of see both sides of it. I see the scientific reasoning, because the reason why the Obama administration blocked it initially is because of the sense that they just didn't know, or they probably knew the side effects, but the idea of an 11-year-old who, you know, can basically bear a child at the age without talking to the parents, can walk up and get this, you know, morning after pill and take it without a parent consent or any kind of, you know what I mean? Like, they shouldn't be making that kind of, be able to allow to be making that kind of decision. And then the FDA was basically saying it's just like any other drug. The side effects aren't warranted to keep any, you know, like any, like that person from being able to get access to the drug. So I think both sides of it. Personally, you know, me with girls, I kind of side more or less with them having to be able to at least have some kind of restriction to allow a parent to be there, or at least keep it behind the counter so they just can't walk up and just pay for it and be out. Like, I'm not saying that they need to deny the access, but I just would hope that, you know what I mean, my daughter would, I'll be able to have that conversation with her before she'll just be able to walk into, like, a CVS and be able to just, you know what I mean, like, get the pill, you know what I mean?
Right. Hey, I'm sorry, my bad. Mr. Righteous, you want to go first before I jump all in this?
Why you think jump all in like that? When I read it, it was looking kind of crazy, but then again, as I was looking at it, in some way, it does make sense for the simple fact that a lot of these young girls nowadays are getting pregnant at an early age, which is way, way too damn early. which I think is real despicable and disgusting. But, I mean, shit is going on, and these parents are not really paying attention. But then, on the other hand, I don't think it should be that accessible. I think that regardless, if they need it, they should have, like MX said, they should have a parent or something with them to purchase that type of drug, to have that type of conversation with your parents on the whole situation. But other than that, I mean, I guess it's okay to have it because for the simple fact that at 11 years old, I mean, you pretty much screwing your life. If you're a kid about to have a kid, that's just disgusting to me. And I don't like the whole fact, period. But, I mean, I wouldn't want my 11-year-old daughter to be having no kid, and I wouldn't do it on purpose, make her have it to set an example that how she really messed up her life. Like, I would want her to, you know, do what she needs to do so that way she can go on with her life and learn from her mistakes.
All right. Hey, DJ C. Siren, what you got to say?
Well, hey, everyone.
What's going on?
My question is, if you feel this sort of way about this medication, and true, yes, up until now, someone under the age of 17 can get it, but with a prescription, which means you would have to go to the doctor, which means parents will probably know about the sexual activity. Anyone over the age of 17 could get it without a prescription as long as they prove their age. What about a condom? So do children need to have their adults with them when they buy condoms?
I hope so, because I seen the X-ray exam, and my son got a big strong.
Oh my god!
Need to make sure
that was his leg, man.
Magnum.
It really is. I mean, this isn't supposed to be used as birth control, but it is another preventive measure of pregnancy. So it's like if we have to make sure, if the FDA is deeming that someone of that age can take it without any negative side effects, which is the reason why they're coming back and saying that, no, they shouldn't be caught, you know, they shouldn't have to be a certain age because FDA is saying that it's safe for younger ages, then why not have to have adults? If we have to have adults for something like this, then I would think condoms would too. It's just, thing. It's like, you know, how far do you go in terms of, you know, wanting to saying a child is not, I guess, a child can't go and do something like that because they're going to be
right.
Doing it. And at least, I mean, it's $40 for one pill. So you're not going to have too many 10-year-olds probably going in by themselves buying it, truthfully. that's just a thought.
But I guess my point to that, because as I was thinking about that, though, is like with condoms, it's more preventative. So I was kind of confused about, I guess, the when do you take it? Like, is the morning after pill or what we're talking about? And this is what I couldn't find. But is that like, so if you had unprotected sex and you took it, it would immediately prevent a pregnancy? Because I was kind of, because, you know, I said the same thing. I mean, it was brought up about the condom thing. And that was kind of like, okay, you go get a condom, because you know you're going to have sex. Parents can't necessarily prevent you from having sex, because you're going to have sex anyway. But at least you can be protected while you're having sex. So at this point, this is like you already had unprotected sex, and is this going to effectively stop you from having a pregnancy, or how does that work? That's my kind of question back to what you were saying. I don't know.
If taken within 72 hours of sexual activity, it does make the if there has been a fertilized egg, it keeps the egg from actually implanting. It keeps the egg from actually being fertilized, truthfully. So if there is an egg that's there, it doesn't cause a quote unquote abortion. So, but it does keep the egg from being fertilized. So.
Okay.
I say good. All these dummies out here having kids, good. I don't care if their parents are allowed. If at this point they're fucking, they need to be able to walk up to a pharmacy, because I don't want no dumbass grandkids in my life. If I had a daughter and she got that she got pregnant by some dummy. I hope she's smart enough to go spend $15, go get her a pill, so this so she doesn't have, I'm sorry, $40, so she doesn't have no dumb baby. Because there ain't no dumb babies in this house. I'm so happy they passed this law, and I hope they do it everywhere. I do not condone these little kids having sex, but I damn sure don't condone them having babies. And we know they're going to bone. Like, I mean, let's just all be honest. These kids are on the internet. They're on the cable. They know what humping is. They know what humping does. You know what I mean? And if they're not smart enough to use a condom, or if the condom breaks, I hope they're smart enough to know that they're not old enough to have a baby. Because there's a lot of dumb young girls out there who think having a baby is so special at 18, and then their life is ruined. They become fake strippers and whores, and they never amount to anything. And I just hope the best.
You went to the extreme. I understand the point, and I think that's why I'm just saying, just as a father with girls, I'm not saying that she shouldn't have the access. I'm just saying that I can see that it's already going to happen, and it's nothing I can pretty much do, no matter how strict you are as a parent and how good and great you are as a parent. I mean, things kids do what they want to do, and you only can control but so much. But I would just hope, I guess, that I can have that conversation before she just goes and takes that thing. You know what I mean? Like, I would just want that conversation to be had prior to that purchase, basically. And I can't stop that. So that's what scary is that, you know what I mean? Like, the scary part for me is that she could actually go out and get it without me ever having to, like, know that that could have been a possibility.
I mean, is that really scary? I mean, I guess I look at it as like this. If you don't know your child is fucking, then, you know what I mean, you need to do something to talk to your daughter. Now, if your daughter's smart enough where, you know, she's open to you, she says, look, Dad, I got a boyfriend, I really like this dude, you know what I mean, and you have to talk with her, and you know that there's a chance. I mean, you never know that she's really engaging in sex, but you know there's a chance. You give her the talk, you get her on the pill and all that stuff. And let's just say she's open with you to that fact. And, you know, her and her boyfriend get it on. The condom breaks. Hopefully, I mean, this could just be me, but hopefully she's smart enough to go run and get a Plan B bill because she knows she's too young to have a baby. Like, do you really need to have that conversation with her before she go gets that? Like, I would think that the way you raise her, she would be smart enough to know when she needs it and when she doesn't. Am I wrong in thinking that?
I wouldn't want her to know that.
Tell
Marisol Johnson Insurance.com to hop on the mic.
There she go.
Hi, I think there's two issues here. I think there's a moral issue with, as a parent of three girls, I definitely want my daughter to have accessibility to things and to know everything that she can. But I don't think that, you know, I'm going to teach safe sex. I'm going to teach. I'm realistic. I'm not going to ask her to wait till marriage before she has sex. But I think that, in my opinion, the morning after pill is kind of the lazy way out. I would rather her be proactive than reactive. So the morning after pill is not going to cover for or protect for any STDs. So I want her to be using a condom. Even birth control isn't going to be doing that. So, yes, I plan on having those conversations, but I think morally I would like to be able to, for her to be forced almost to have that conversation with me before she goes to before she takes the pill. But politically, absolutely, I think everybody needs to have access to it. They said that, you know, someone could take a lethal dose of Tylenol and kill themselves, and that's readily available to 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. So why not give them the same accessibility to the morning after pill? So that was kind of, I think there's two issues there, morally and politically.
All right, so I feel you, but I guess my point is this, like, if you've already had that conversation with your daughters about sex, and they know and they understand you, and you have an open relationship, let's say they are using condoms and are on birth control. And, like, let's say, you know, the condom breaks. Like, I even think about it with my son. Like, if he's engaging in sexual activity with his girlfriend, and I told him to always be careful and all that stuff, and he's boning her and the condom breaks, I don't want him taking a chance that she's on the pill. I would hope that he would have the discussion with her about, you know, they don't need no baby right now, because I'm assuming they'll probably be seeing her in high school, and they'll probably be sleeping in the bed when I'm not home because they just got off of school. But they will go get a morning after pill. Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess I would think that my kids, at the point where they would be, where they understand what the morning after pill does, is mature enough to make the decision on when they really need it or not. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, you think that high school, though, I'm talking about, like, 11-year-old, though. Like,
yo, if my kids is fucking at 11, it's going to be problems. Somebody's dying.
But you got to think, though. I mean, there are girls out there that are having babies at the age of 12. Like, when my sister was in the hospital, the girl next to her just turned 13, and she just had a baby.
Well, her parents must have been losers. My child's going to have both parents in their life.
Well,
they're not having no kid at 13.
I wouldn't say that your parents is losers, but the thing is, it's like some people don't even believe in, you know, abortions and all that stuff. So you got to think about, like, you know, the family too, and that what they believe in. Like, most people don't believe in abortion. So you going to have a baby, you stuck with that baby. Ain't no abort, no nothing. And then you have to, and then once you're, when you're under age 18, your parents have to consent to that. If they don't consent to that, you having that baby. And
I guess I should have just prefaced my comment. I was really talking about, like, the 11s, the 12s, the 13s. I mean, once they get in high school, I think you're right in that sense that they should have the wherewithal to kind of go and make that informed decision to go get the pill. I'm talking about, like, elementary, middle school. Like, I want to be more involved, not, you know what I mean? Like, just a part of that decision type of thing.
Right.
No,
hey, where Marisol Johnson at insurance.com at? Oh, she's still
here?
Oh, good.
Yeah,
go ahead, sis. Say what you got to say.
No, I just feel like it opens up more discussion. I think just being a parent nowadays, you just have to talk even more. So I feel like they're still kids. I mean, even at 17, 18, you're still a child. So you have to... especially if you let a 14, 15-year-old know that there is this thing called a morning after pill, it's like you open up a can of worms at that point. So just a deeper discussion needs to happen, all right, before you even get, you know, God forbid there is an emergency and the condom breaks because you should be using condoms, or you should be trying to use abstinence until then use condoms, and then if the condom breaks, it's just another level to the discussion that needs to be had with your children. And now that it's accessible and people, like, I remember hearing about it in college, but I don't remember hearing about the morning after pill in high school. So now it's not going to be high school. Kids are going to be talking about it in middle school. So I think, yeah, as good parents, which, you know, we all will be or are, then it's just another level to the many discussions that we're going to have with our kids.
Yo, speaking of discussions, when are you going to have that discussion with your oldest? Like, what age do you think? Or have you already had
it? What about sex? I tried to talk to her about, like, her period and sex, and she started crying and said it was too early.
Yeah, you know, I think I asked a question that I don't even want to know when you talk to her about it.
Yeah,
right. So you said period. I was like, oh, hell no, not my niece.
But with girls, like, I talk to her all the time. Like, today I took her out and we talked, and she told me about a boy and stuff. It's just, it's always time for discussion. But she doesn't want to talk about the other stuff too quite yet.
My whole thing is to prepare them, because, you know, as we all was young once, we all snuck behind our parents' back and we did what we did. And I mean, unless you put a bracelet and a GPS inside their skin and their body to know every place they're gonna be at, you just ain't gonna ever know. So the only thing, you just prepare them, let them know what the consequences are if they do it. Give them the proper tools to know what they need to do to protect themselves. And like MarisolJohnson.com just said, it's going to open up another thing, because now you're going to see people like, oh, now you're going to have the little girl going to say, well, you know what, I can get the morning after pill, so it ain't going to be no problem now. I don't have to worry about it no more. Now you got to worry about that type of crap.
Right. Hey, got to cut y'all off, man. Great show tonight. Got a guest appearance from one of our top sponsors, Marisol Johnson, insurance.com. Go get that insurance, because you know you need it. Actually, I need to holler at her about it. got a good shout out from DJ C-Side. Thanks to my co-host, MF Shimani. Mr. Righteous, I'll catch y'all next week. What a hell of a show, man. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.
Peace.